Hi, Nolan Johnson here for iConnect007, and today I'm speaking with Alicia Balanek, the Senior Director for Trade Shows and Events at IPC. Alicia, welcome.
Hi, Nolan. It's great to be here.
We're going to talk about IPC Apex Expo, which is coming up very soon, isn't it? What are the dates for that?
Yes, it's coming up very soon, sooner than we know it. The dates are March 8th through the 12th.
And this is going to be a first ever kind of show. I think it's fairly well known in the industry that Apex Expo is going virtual this year. I was hoping you could fill us in a little bit on what's happening and what the show's going to look like.
Like you said, yes, it's going to look very different this year, moving into a virtual environment. But we have a full week jam-packed with a strong technical conference, professional development courses, as well as various networking opportunities. We have about 70-plus technical conference presentations, which will be delivered throughout the week, and 29 professional development courses, along with our managers forum, our EMS management meeting, three keynote presentations, and our IPC annual meeting.
Are you at liberty yet to share who's in the keynotes?
Yes, I am. John Mitchell, IPC President and CEO, will be delivering one keynote. Sean Dubriak of IPC will also be delivering a keynote. He's IPC's chief economist, and he will be touching on the state of the industry in today's economic climate. And then our featured keynote speaker is Travis Hessman. He is the editor-in-chief of Industry Week, who will be speaking on Factory of the Future.
Those sound like some hard hitters for keynotes. That certainly is a big draw. One of the things that I've been hearing about Apex Expo is that you're doing some innovative stuff around the technical programs and exhibitors. What's going on there?
So what we're trying to do is we're trying to think outside the box and kind of break the traditional model of an online exhibit hall. So we're giving the exhibitors different opportunities. One in particular is when an attendee attends a certain technical conference session, it will match the demographics from that attendee to the exhibitor's products and services. So when the presentation is over, based on the subject matter of that particular session, it will match what exhibitors are the best fit for them to connect with to learn more about their products and services.
Great for helping me confirm who I know in the industry around my subject matter interests or finding somebody new I didn't know about.
Exactly. And, you know, the number one reason why attendees even attend an in-person event and hopefully now a virtual event is to be exposed to new products and services.
One of the things about a live event is that I, and I know most of the people there, always run out of time. There's more good stuff to see than I have slots of time available. Going virtual, is there an advantage to this for attendees?
Well, yes, there is. Our all-access package registration option actually gives you access to all 70 technical conference sessions, plus the 29 professional development courses for the live event, and they will be accessible for 90 days after the event. It's easy for someone to manage their time throughout this week with all the different events going on with the on-demand access for 90 days. And then the full conference registration option, again, is just for the technical conference sessions, but those sessions are also available with that particular registration option for 90 days after the event.
This is probably a great place to ask you if you could do a rundown of all of the registration options on the menu.
Well, all these options, of course, are available on our website at ipcapexexpo.org. The early bird registration discount ends February 5th, and if you register by that date, you can register and receive 20% off of your registration. And again, the All Access Pass, I mentioned that we have the full conference option. If someone's time is limited or they're new to IPC and just want to get a taste of what this conference is about, there's a one-day conference option. You can register on the day of your choosing. And then we also have a technical conference single session pass. So if somebody just wanted to attend one or two particular sessions, there's the option for that as well.
Is registration open now?
Yes, it is.
So anybody listening who's interested in the show should pop over and get their name on the list now.
Definitely.
Here for iConnect 007, I'm Nolan Johnson. Thanks for listening.